today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Oscar, this is your contractor. You want to know when the work's going to be done? You cut us a check, we'll get it done in 2 weeks.
You know what? Maybe we're looking at it wrong. The injury really was the dog, because the dog was dead.
Yeah, the dog. Well, how about the dog's injury?
That's right. Come on.
Before you put him in the fire, Scarecrow.
Matt from Virginia. We're having some kiddo time here. They're carving their pumpkin, and my youngest just barked her pumpkin. What's the name of the pumpkin, guys?
Blumpkin
the Pumpkin.
Oh. Can't
make it up.
That's a blast from the past, yes?
Wow.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Friday, Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We have a what I would like to say after my concern about the yaks last week. I have what we think is a pretty interesting gathering of yaks, including what I asked for last week, which was your injuries. Now, I specifically didn't go through and listen to all the injuries because I wanted to hear them when you guys heard them.
Okay, but good.
It's kind of all over the place, and it's just I found the Yak Shack to be fun. Before we do the Yak Shack, though, we got a lot of stuff that we do on the show every week. We didn't get to it on yesterday's show. It is Rob Spiewak's Nostalgia Corner, and Rob this week is we're leading with it.
If you just knew what happens behind
you
the scenes,
you have a weird energy
before the
about
show
this.
Starts.
You have a weird energy.
Nostalgia Corner. I get lost.
I don't understand.
Like I can go get a cup of coffee and come back and be like,
I don't understand why you would call it a weird energy. It's just hatred.
It's pure hatred.
It's very popular. We have
people
a possible
like
sponsor for Nostalgia Corner.
Yeah, we do.
That's that. See. Does that? That's there. It is.
That's something, right?
As a businessman, I'm happy for the show.
Right.
That's a good thing.
As a creative, it makes me sad.
But it's tremendously
sad.
Sad.
Does it give you a sad?
It gives me a sad because the movie he told us he was going to preview, with such zest. Both of us looked at each other like, "Excuse me."
Well, yeah, but to be fair, you've had that reaction with every topic thus far. And on, I'd say at least two-thirds.
No, I have
of,
not.
Yes, you have.
That is
no.
Yes. I have not.
I bring you along.
Now you're doing to me what you complain about me doing to you.
Oh,
you're pigeonholing me.
No, I'm
and
not.
You're assuming.
What you've said is that oftentimes when I start Nostalgia Corner, you are not into the topic, but by the end, I've brought you along with it.
Well,
my zeal brings you along.
Is that like, not a, we're gonna is that watch not a movie. Compliment?
It's a high compliment, and that's why I'm all saying right. You should probably try to go with me on this. I think you're going to like this.
We would win if this was, let's say, section 4 in school, like fifth period, and you're like, "Oh, I just don't want to do any more homework, but I'll listen to my teacher talk about the planets."
Remember when you said weird energy and I said not, but now yes. Weird energy.
I feel like it's a school day and it's a movie day.
Well, let's stop analyzing it. Let's get right to it. Nostalgia Corner, because we'll get people hating on us if we do that. Rob Spiewak, what do you have for us today?
All right. If you've been to the movie theaters lately, you've seen the posters, you've seen the previews. There's a movie coming out called Knives Out. It's a new Daniel
Kind of like a Murder on the Orient Express.
Sort of, yeah.
Suns out,
Clue,
guns out.
That type of
thing. It's called. It's a genre in Hollywood called the Old Dark House mystery movie. And this is an all-star cast. Daniel
Does it
Craig.
Always have to be about race with you?
No.
What does dark house mean?
Like a spooky house.
Oh, like a haunted house.
Yeah, but not necessarily haunted. Oh. But, you know, the old. It's just the genre they call it, the Old Dark House. Now, you mentioned the movie Clue. That's a great Old Dark House mystery movie. But let's go a little further back. Oscar, just for fun.
Yes.
Do you know when the bicentennial was?
200 years ago.
Yes, but what the date of the bicentennial was?
1776.
That would actually be the day of the
revolution. 200 years from there.
Right, so it is?
1976.
Exactly. Yes. This movie comes out, Mike, 23 June 1976, right in the throes of the bicentennial. It is in color.
I didn't know that, so it's not that old.
No, it is in color, and it's called Murder by Death.
I think I heard of that.
And it's got an all-star cast, but listen to the...
Turn your music down a little bit. Jesus Christ. Yeah,
okay.
Really selling it here.
Right. All right, so the backbone of this is it's got an amazing, amazing backbone to it. It's written by Neil Simon, one of the funniest writers of all time. The music that you just complained about is
and
by
the man you met in New York.
That's right. That's true. Thanks to you. Then Dave Grusin, legendary jazz musician, did the score, which is a great
big
score.
Big fan.
Even the
is this
art,
the score?
Well, this is the overture. Yeah.
Is it a score or overture?
Well, it's the this is the overture is part of the score. The score is all of the music.
I like the overture. That. I don't like the overture's background music.
Is an overture cool. like the hook?
No, the overture is like when you go into a Broadway show, the overture usually is a piece of music at the front of a show that includes melodies from the rest of the songs in a show.
So the rest of the melodies are the score?
Yeah, the score is all the music.
Oh, okay, got it. I didn't know that. See?
Well, in a movie, too, the score is the background music for the film. The soundtrack usually includes like separate songs. So you have a soundtrack and a score.
Like Hans Zimmer writes the score.
In the Broadway show, the score is all the music.
Yeah, right? Usually a medley of all the songs you're about
no,
to hear.
No, it's technically all the music would be the score.
Oh, yeah, that's the score. I'm sorry, I thought you meant overture.
In a Broadway show.
Right. Now, it's such a... They even went so far as the marketing and the opening of the movie. There's artwork that they hired Charles Adams, the comic strip artist, to do the artwork. Known for
kind of a dark Halloween-y kind of guy.
So it's got a really, really cool look. The plot of the movie is an eccentric millionaire invites the world's foremost detectives to his house for a weekend to solve a murder that hasn't been committed yet. How eccentric is Lionel Twain? Well, this will explain it to you.
Now, what do you got on this Twain guy?
He was arrested in 1932 in Chicago for selling pornographic Bibles. The DA couldn't make the charge stick when the church refused to turn over the Bibles. There's nothing on him until 46, when he was picked up in El Paso, Texas, for trying to smuggle a truckload of rich white Americans across the border into Mexico to pick melons.
Where'd you dig up all that stuff?
Oh, I wrote to Twain and asked him.
Good thinking.
So already you know that it's off the wall.
That's Columbo I'm hearing.
It is. It's an all-star cast, Mike. We've got in this movie Eileen Brennan, Truman Capote, James Coco making fun of Hercule Poirot, Peter Falk, who you just heard, making fun of Sam Spade, the Bogart character, Alec Guinness as the butler, Elsa Lanchester making fun of Miss Marples, the Agatha Christie detective, David Niven and Maggie Smith as the Thin Men detectives. Peter Sellers is great in this. He plays Sidney Wang, which is a takeoff on Charlie Chan, and he probably has the best role in the movie. Also, Nancy Walker, who you knew as Rhoda's mom, she plays a deaf mute maid, and James Cromwell, who would eventually be the farmer in the movie Babe. This is his motion picture debut.
Babe, Pig in the City.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on here. This was a big staple growing up on Channel 5. WTTG is to show it all the time. That's how I got to know it. But now it has a Blu-ray release that is beautiful. So if you
does
really
anybody have Blu-rays anymore, or don't they just all do it?
I think
digitally?
They stopped selling them.
Well, I think the people that really want to like the Criterion Collection.
Yeah.
If you really want to focus on the quality of the film and really see color and stuff,
I'm with you.
But as a rule, this would be okay streaming, I think. But you can get a Blu-ray that has some extras.
And what's
on
the
it.
Title again, Rob?
Murder by Death.
Murdered by Death. Yeah, I've heard of it.
The butler is played by Alec Guinness, who would eventually gain notoriety. He's already famous, of course, but he played Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi in Star Wars. And an interesting piece of trivia is that he got the script for Star Wars while he was shooting this movie. So what he did between set scenes is he was actually reading the Star Wars script and trying to figure out whether or not he was going to take this iconic role. But here he is. He plays the butler, Howard Benson-mum.
Not many people come to the manor these days. It's nice to hear guests again.
Thank you. You are?
Benson-mum.
Thank you, Benson.
No. Benson-mum. My name is Benson-mum.
Benson-mum?
Yes, sir. James, sir. Benson-mum.
James, sir?
Yes, sir.
James or Benson,
ma'am? Yes, sir.
Hard.
My father's name, sir.
What was your
name? Stop it right there for a second.
Yeah.
You can't get any better. It can't get any
so
better
great.
Executed than that. His name is Benson, mum?
Yes. Well, I misspoke. His name is James, sir. Benson, mum.
James, sir. Benson, mum.
Exactly.
Howard Benson, mum.
Your father was Howard Benson, mum.
Leave it be, dear. I've had enough.
So, and also, that's also making fun of the Thin Men characters, and that was Maggie Smith and
that's
David Niven.
That's a laugh like right out of the chute. I don't know how I missed this.
Neil Simon used, when he would write a movie, and he had a string of movies. He did the California Suite and the, he had a string of movies. Goodbye Girl was a Neil Simon movie.
Right.
And so what he would do is he would write.
Brighton Beach memoirs.
No, Neil Simon is an author. You're thinking of Paul Simon.
Oh, okay.
So Neil Simon's tradition is when he had the script, he would do a table read, and everyone associated with this movie said they should have just filmed and released the table read. It was that funny. It was just funny right from the start. But Neil Simon, who had no need to do this because he's one of the most acclaimed writers in the world, was on set every day to tweak the script if something didn't work. Okay. So that's probably one of the reasons why the script is so sparkling.
How funny is it? On your list of comedies.
On a 10, I give it a 9 because it is it is so well executed just as a comedy, but also
that joke of Benson Mom's kind of a broad joke, but it's so executed so well it makes me laugh.
And the parody is great. Like this is do you remember the movie that Peter Falk did later on called The Cheap Detective? Which was that was a Bogart parody as well. That's technically a sequel to this, but here's some more of the writing. He just can parody like a Bogart thing, just turn it a quarter turn and make it really funny.
If you ask me, Sam, this is a wild goose chase.
Nobody asked you, baby.
Yes, they did. You asked me. You asked me back there if I thought...
That was then. This is now. And nobody knows what tomorrow will be. That's the way things are, whether we like it or not.
Sam, I worry about you sometimes. I really do.
So he's everyone is just a little bit off. When Truman Capote and Oscar, Truman Capote is an author. He wrote in Cold Blood.
Truman Show.
No, but he is a, what would you call him, Mike, an eccentric?
Truman Capote is an eccentric.
Yeah.
A very obviously gay man in a world that was not necessarily as open-minded as today's world.
So it was a weird.
It's not as open-minded.
It was a weird bit of casting to make him the guy that hosts the murder weekend, I guess is what you would call it. And here's a scene that you will hear. Truman Capote and Peter Sellers as Sidney Wang a la Charlie Chan. Great scene here.
What meaning of this, Mr. Twain?
I will tell you, Mr. Wang, if you can tell me why a man who possesses one of the most brilliant minds of this century can't say his prepositions or articles. The, Mr. Wang, what is the meaning of this?
That's what I said. What meaning of this?
The meaning of this is that the greatest living criminologist in the world is sitting at this table. No, don't look at each other. Look at me. I'm the greatest. I'm number one.
To me, you look like number two. Know what I mean?
What does he mean, Miss Skeffington? I'll tell you later. It's disgusting.
So if you look at a movie that actually features three Oscar winners in Alec Guinness, David Niven, and Dame Maggie Smith, and six Oscar nominees in Peter Sellers, Eileen Brennan, Peter Falk, Elsa Lanchester, James Cromwell, and James Coco, and the
Not for these movies, though.
No, but in their career. You've also got amazing set design. They went overboard bringing up stuff and molds and plasters and sculptures and paintings that hadn't been used in movies since the 1940s. They really went over the top. Peter Sellers had no faith in this movie. And he sold back his interest in the picture, which ultimately cost him millions of dollars because this was a big hit during the bicentennial. So if you want a movie where you go out and you see Knives Out and you like that genre, but if you want to see something that evokes great comedy and great
set
design, Murder by Death, check it out. I do believe.
Even a funny pun at the, in the
exactly,
name,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it's a top-notch movie, and for some reason it sort of gets lost in an undercurrent. But with Knives Out, if you like that movie, I think you'll love this movie. That's Nostalgia Corner, Mike.
Do you think that they, in that particular movie, it's the effortless acting that does it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. What they say is you got performers of that caliber. It elevates the material. And when the material is already great, you've really got the ingredients for success.
And before we go to break here, I have a question. All right. That was a good Nostalgia Corner. Oscar, did you get anything out of that?
I would say that as soon as Time Life books or magazine or music comes along, we're going to be A-OK.
That's right.
There we go. Thank you.
Right.
Yes. The top of your head, are you growing out your peach fuzz on? What are you doing to the top of your head?
What I'm doing.
You look like Alan Sherman.
No, I did not mean to look like Alan Sherman. I'm letting the hair grow a little bit because if it gets longer in between haircuts, you get a better haircut. I'm preparing for Vegas.
Oh, okay. All right. So, can you lean forward a little bit?
I'd rather not.
Okay, you don't have to.
Thank you.
That's fine.
You know what? It's Friday here.
Right. It's Friday. Okay. There you go. Thank you. Yeah. I'm trying to think that.
But you're
hair.
Not growing it out.
No, I'm just growing it out until I get my next haircut, which will be in a week or so.
If you grew it out, could you get enough to comb over?
I could. but it would look horrible.
It's like a T-top.
That'd be great for Vegas. What's that?
It's like a T-top convertible.
This is true. And then we're 15 days away. It's not going to do it. No, don't worry about it.
Perhaps I'll invest in a nice wig.
Okay, listen, I'm putting my ass on the line because I love the yaks. The people that called at 888-920-6673 did not great, but good. I'm amused by the yaks this week.
Okay.
I hope you will be.
Do
I amuse you? Huh? That's right. I said I didn't know, Tommy. Spider, you're a little mumbling, bumbling. What am I doing? We'll start the show. Start the damn show. Come on.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, the first time we met was at this big dance. She was very popular back then. She had dozens of boyfriends.
Hundreds. Yeah, hundreds.
I did not know that. Hundreds. Well, not that I didn't have a reputation myself, because you know I was quite the Casanova myself, back at Ponce de Leon Junior High. But we started dancing.
He didn't want to dance. I was like dancing by myself.
I did not want to dance because...
Get up, Jerry.
I can't dance. I've got two left feet.
I thought he was kidding.
But I wasn't. I was born with two left feet. And they had a nickname for me. They used to call me Loopy because, you know, I would walk in little loops. Kept going in circles, and then with some therapy, I learned how to walk a straight line
and dance.
I'm looking for a toy. It's a bumblebee. It's
For what kind of animal is it?
For a dog. It's a bee. It's a bumblebee, and it's furry. It's about this big.
Okay.
Right. It's a bumblebee, stripes on it.
Here it is. Is this it?
No, that's a bear in a bee costume.
Okay. I'm just trying to help.
It's about this big. And it squeaks in the middle.
Oh, okay. This one squeaks, you know. And I think it's striped. I think the dog will respond to the stripes, and it's reminiscent of a bumblebee, I think. That's
this
like a bee.
Fish.
Well, we know that's a fish, but to
you
a dog...
What? Just shut up. I'm going to get this and...
I'm just
out of here. Thank you for your help.
Okay, this is least like a bee of the ones we have here.
I didn't ask for your opinion. I asked for a toy that you don't have.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Delighted to have you with us for a fabulous Friday get-together, everybody. How you doing? All the way from Short Pump, Virginia, Galena, Illinois, Red Lion, Pennsylvania, Overland Park, Kansas, Frisco, Colorado. They got a lot of kids out there. The Frisco kid. Jesus. I'm being affected by the first segments of the program. Kilkenny, Ireland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we'll do all those next week because I didn't do any of them this week. So you get an extra week, an extra day.
Yeah, front cell.
Yeah, Kilkenny.
Fine.
Our show brought to you by Cornerstone. Listen to some wisdom from Cornerstone. Predicting the future ain't easy, but when it comes to the housing market, there are a few indicators and trends that can give you a fairly good idea of where things are headed. Does that appeal to you? Teach you that here? Is that something you think you'd like? You think you'd enjoy that one? I think you would. For example, a chief economist. They didn't give his name, but he's a chief economist. He's got, he's got a big hat.
Yes.
He recently said that he believes the housing market is entering a golden period. And I quote, We're in a very special environment for housing demand. For the first time since World War II, we have mortgage rates below 4%, while at the same time, the unemployment rate is below 4%, even as of today. Got new numbers today. Yep. That's a golden period. That'll stimulate activity. And we expect sub 4% mortgage rates and a sub 4% unemployment rate throughout the end, at least the end of 2020. Mm-hmm. That's according to this guy, a chief economist. You don't want to be left out in the cold in this golden period. Come and join us, because home appreciation is up and tappable home equity is at an all-time high. Rates are at record lows. Call Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. You call him 202-625-1221 or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Now, without further ado, let's dive into it, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to open up the Yak Shack for you today. And I asked specifically last week for injuries.
Great topic.
All right.
Now, you were a little hesitant when you made the request.
Yes. But you know what? We'll see.
Okay.
That's the only wild card.
We'll see.
Injury or malady?
Well, there are maladies and injuries.
Oh.
A malady.
As I'm sure you will see it. I'm injury. Next week, I'll do it right at the front of the show. I'd like to hear your holiday horror stories about, you know, everybody always talks about family and people that, you know, did horrible things or made fools of themselves.
Get a breakup on a holiday.
It's an emotionally charged environment for a lot of people. You know,
and so, with Halloween in our rearview mirror, the holidays are here, Mike.
Yes, we're entering the golden period of holidays.
That's right, golden triangle.
Let's dive into a call from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Let's fly, baby.
Hey, guys and Maddie. This is Amanda from Bridgeport, Connecticut. I have an injury story for you.
Right.
When I was a freshman in college, I was walking to class one morning, and as kids sometimes did, at least then, I had my backpack on with one strap on one shoulder and the other strap hanging down behind me. So I had one loose backpack strap. So as I'm walking to class, a guy on a bicycle comes up behind me. His handlebar hooks on the loose backpack strap, pulls me down the sidewalk, I don't know, maybe about 10, 15 feet, knocks me down the sidewalk until we both collapse in a heap down the end of the block, and then he gets up perfectly fine, hops back on the bike, goes away. I get up, and I look at my leg, and my knee is just ripped to crap.
Oh.
I had to go to the hospital. I needed 12 stitches. My pants were ruined. I'm fine, but I have a scar to this day. So, don't know if that's what you were looking for. Have a great day.
That's it's fine. It's exactly what I'm... They're all going to be
painted
by degree.
Quite a picture.
But by nature, we're human beings, we're going to compare.
Yes.
And how many of you were thinking that there was the potential for the compound fracture? I was kind of looking
for it. I went in a different way. I thought that when she said she landed in a pile that she would come up and be pregnant.
Okay.
Very gross.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that was. That was nasty.
I thought she was going to have a head injury, but an injury to as a freshman with two of your legs of all things.
Yes.
And the stitches, the stitches, you know,
the 12 stitches
prevented from being a skinned knee.
Yes.
Which really isn't much of an injury.
No, but the stitches are important. That means there's a gash.
I appreciate the call. Let's see if we get more.
Yes.
Let's go to Pete from Portland, Maine on the TMOS Yak Shack.
Hey, gentlemen and Maddie. This is Pete from Portland, Maine.
Pete.
Not sure you'll be able to play this, but I figured I'd share it anyway. Maladies. For years, I've been battling kidney stones, but when it all started 18 years ago, my first kidney stone, I had to go in for surgery where they go up your, you know what, to blast away the stone.
Right.
The day of my surgery was actually 9/11, so that wasn't pleasant. And then I had to spend a week on the couch convalescing, watching all the coverage. By the end of the week, they had left a stent in to help with all the debris fall out. The stent caused so much pain, I had to get hospitalized at the end of the week and put on a morphine drip.
Mm.
Then I got released from the hospital the next day to go to my urologist, who then laid me on a table, fully awake, and yanked out the stent. That was pleasant. Doesn't end there. Went home, next couple hours, had to go to the bathroom. Couldn't go to the bathroom, even though I had the urge to. I had to go back to the urologist and then inform me that my bladder was probably paralyzed. Then proceeded to shove in a catheter while I was still fully awake and said, well, you don't need to come in tomorrow. Just after 24 hours, you can sniff the water pressure and yank it out yourself, which is what I did the next day. So, yeah, that was fun. Take care. Bye.
Wow.
That was gross. Yet a winner.
Oh, that's so far. Yeah. Oh, hey, my God.
And three cheers that he actually took 9/11 and made it about him.
Wow. Oh, that's a lot of wiener, you know, story
that
there.
After he finally peed, he put a banner over his toilet that said, mission accomplished.
That is terrifying.
That's funny.
Oh, the pain. Hey, you know, it's not all injuries. We got a contractor that called in with all the stuff that's okay. been talked about.
Great.
So
great.
We got, a solid, reputable contractor.
Hey, Oscar, this is your contractor. You want to know when the work's going to be done? You cut us a check. We'll get it done in 2 weeks.
Okay. Sometimes when I'm getting the axe, I don't know, and I only put them on because I want you guys to help, because I can't hear.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
So I'm not sure what this is. I'm not taking any responsibility for it. On the TMOS Yak Shack, I really don't know.
Continuing.
Trubisky! Nagy! Oh, I'm an offensive coach. Okay. Yeah, bullcrap! I feel better now. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Anyone?
Did you drop a deuce?
I'm not sure. Do you want to hear it one more time?
One more time.
It's one of those hypnotizing. I feel this guy is doing it in the bathroom. I can't get past it. Like he's doing in the.
He might be straining at stool?
Yes.
Oh, that's not good.
Let's listen. Here we go.
Continuing.
Trubisky, Nagy.
Is it Matty?
Oh, I'm an offensive coach. Okay. Yeah. Bullcrap. I feel better now. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Anyone?
I don't think
anybody in the back room.
I don't think he's straining. I don't think he's straining at stool.
I'm an authentic. I heard. I'm an authentic coach.
Sounds like Dumb Airs.
Yeah.
I don't.
Like he's making. Like he's doing.
Pony anything?
I've got nothing. But he did say continuing at the front of the call, which is interesting. It sounds like he might have had another call, but you play him in the order they arrive, right?
No, he doesn't. He gives them to me backwards.
Oh.
So I get calls. I'll get a call that says, I just wanted to call back again. And they're at the top, and I go through them. That's the way they're sent to me.
Why don't you send them an order?
It depends. Why don't you send them an order?
If he would to click the highlight and click organize by title, they would be in order.
Yeah, but
what?
I drop them in. I drag them out of the folder into the email, and they just land there. And if he were to take them out of the email and then order them by name, they'd be in order.
He doesn't know that.
All right, well,
how would I know that?
There's no way for me to deliver them in order.
How would I know that?
I don't know. You would organize.
Thanks. There we go. And there it is. That's just, yeah.
They propagate themselves in the folder that you pull them to based on how you organize that folder.
I don't put them in a folder. I take them directly out of the email. I take them in order at the top of the attachments.
Well, they are in the email in order.
If you assigned a number.
No, they're not. I'm telling you they're not, because I go through them. And I go there, and you will get a call, and then you will get a first call. Like you'll get a third call, you'll get a second call and a first call, and you will get them going left to right across your radio dial. That's the way they come
they
in.
Show up.
Okay.
If you numbered them or alphabetized them to like ABC, like what?
I'll figure out a better way of delivering
it's just,
them.
I do it now. I've been doing it for weeks that way, but that's the.
Well, I'll see if I can figure out a better way of delivering.
Let's ask Dominic.
Hey, Dominic, Chicago. Listen, buddy, I gotta apologize. I was blaming you for the Bears' losses based on your picks. Turns out they just suck. Coach Dick Dow, we need you.
Yelling on the X-Fact this week. Thank you, Dominic.
I think that's the same guy.
Yeah, that's him.
That's the same guy.
Well, I don't know because they're in the reverse order, so I wouldn't know that. Okay? And it's great that you guys, both of you, the brain trust, both together going, that's the right order.
No, just
as
Pony
order.
And I.
I know.
Robin, right, thank you.
Subscribers. Next call is subscribers.
Hey, guys. It's Steve in Silver Spring. And I am calling because I'm a 5-year subscriber to the bonus show.
Thank you.
And I just want the listeners to know that if they don't subscribe to the bonus show, Then they're as dumb as that guy who called in and said that the word you were looking for was pickets. You're right. They're not pickets. Oh. They're called balusters. B-A-L-U-S-T-E-R. And Oscar got his legs tangled in balusters.
Oh, that's thank you.
What they're called.
A lot of calls on this. Thank you.
I should know that.
A lot of calls.
People know.
I should know. I'm a carpenter. So I've dealt with many of them.
All right. So yeah, a lot
of people. Love you guys. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for subscribing for five years. We appreciate that.
Alistair.
A lot of people called about this particular subject. Not all identical, but they all called about it. And Robert said last week that it's not pickets. And then people called with what the name was.
You know, we actually, a lot of letters didn't make the mailbag this week regarding the same thing. I don't know people why get, those such
is
a
it,
hot
so
topic.
It's baluster, but baluster. Not banister.
No, banister is the end.
Ooh.
Yeah, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, I can't deal with any more calls about that boring subject.
Hello, this is Rob from Frederick. Rob with two B's, you are correct. The picket is the fence portion outside. The railing on the inside of your house or a deck, that picket is actually called a baluster, B-A-L-U-S-T-E-R. The entire railing put together is called a balustrade. If you'd like more information, I can call back next week and discuss newels, newel posts, and volutes. Volutes you'll only find in foyers with center tables, though. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
How weird
we
is
have
it?
A lot of contractors. That's
this
what it is.
Great.
Yeah, but they both spelled it. That's the weird thing. That's great.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, you get like me, if those guys are contractors, those are the kind of contractors I'd like to have.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Know that kind of detail. Yeah. I don't know. It's the sticks that go under the railing.
Yeah. Stair sticks.
How many stair sticks do you want?
Next call on the TMOS. Actually, I wrote, someone is troubled. This could be anything. I don't remember. I only did it an hour and a half ago.
Well, this is probably the hardest phone call I've ever had to make.
Oh.
Hi, this is Joey from the Southern Maryland Peninsula. Last week, I called up with a story about being stung on the finger by a wasp in my house.
Yeah.
I then attempted afterwards to do some combing. I've been practicing that drop and sounding just like it for days before I try to make the call.
All right, Rob. I started. Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, this is probably the hardest
phone call.
What does
he say?
I've
combing?
No, combing this.
Hi, this is Joey from the Southern Maryland Peninsula.
A Swedish herding call is called culming.
With a story about being stung on the finger by a wasp in my house.
All right, and then he did culming.
I then attempted afterwards to do some culming.
Yes.
I've been practicing that drop and sounding just like it for days before I tried to make the call. However, it did not translate to the radio. Both Mike and Oscar were, I'm paraphrasing, what the hell was that about? In my defense, I will say I have a brand new phone.
Okay.
I am not completely familiar with the microphone element.
Okay.
I held the phone far from my face.
Okay. Come on.
Yeah, you understand is a poor workman. That blames his tools, which is an ironic statement because right now I am a tool. I just want to say I apologize to everyone there in the studio.
Come on.
Yeah. Everyone in the listening audience.
Don't take it so seriously.
This will never happen again.
Never.
Because I shan't call again.
Oh!
I love you.
There's no reason. Mike, it was the hardest call he ever had to make.
This is a bit inside of a very, very insignificant little show. There's no need to take it that
much. But are you? Seriously. I'm okay with him not calling back, but I don't think
he
should feel
I'd
so
like
bad.
I'd like him to call back. I want him to call back.
All right, so
I
if
like
he does, so be it.
I like him. He's got a Woody Allen quality to him.
I see,
If you're hearing my voice, caller that's troubled, please call in. You know what? We need a doctor. We need a doctor right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a call from a doctor.
Hello, Jack. Dennis Murphy from Greenbelt Mill. How are you doing?
Hey, Dennis.
You wanted to hear abnormalities?
Oh,
I have two.
Oh.
The first one is when I was 8 years old, I was walking down to the park and as I was walking,
Come on. Dennis is S-faced. That was Dennis. That's it? That was Dennis bailing on the call because he's drunk.
He injected? That's what,
Dennis, if you're listening to me right now, and I know you're back into the show in a big way. Dennis, did you see the post online? Somebody posted the news story about the guy that got busted for ticket scalping at the Nationals Stadium.
Oh, there you go.
So be aware. Call the authorities because they got a guy, and you got to ID this guy and see if it's the same guy that ripped you off, because there were two of them, and there was a chase, and all this went down, and the guy got his money back. Yes, Oscar.
Can you imagine, and to set the scene, it's the usual suspects. I'm sorry, you're there. And they had Dennis there behind the glass, and then they're like, sir, can you please point?
No!
It's him.
No.
That's the guy.
Point with your finger, sir.
Yes.
You
see.
Please point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We can't do anything with that.
I hope Dennis calls back, because what maladies could he possibly suffer from?
I have no idea.
He left us hanging.
He was rolling, and then it was just like, kind of like when he crapped out of the national anthem. He's like, oh, say, yeah. All right. Got a couple more before our first break. Here's some bus info.
Great.
Bus info for you.
Hey, Mike. Jeremy in D.C. reference the problems with the buses. As a person who works in the school division, let me tell you why there's so many supervisors.
I'd love to know.
Yeah.
Because places are so strapped for drivers.
Okay.
The hiring bar is so low, nobody on the ground level is allowed to make any decisions at all. So they need a lot of supervisors to be constantly handling stuff that me and you would think is being trivial operational decisions that are unable to be handled by the low men on the totem pole. Their motto, as far as I can tell, in the division where I work is drive the bus forward as far as it can go and stop when there's no more road left. Period. Do not make any turns.
I get it. I'm living that dream right now. By the way,
How was today?
Today he was late. Again, he didn't turn off.
Oh my God.
And by the way, when you're waiting and hanging on it 5 minutes when the app is not turned on, when it's like 6:25, 26, 27, 28, and then it's 6:35 when he turns the app on, when I know he's just getting on the bus.
Right, of course.
It's frustrating. So today I said, have a nice weekend, don't quit, and be on time. I said, I am your motivational speaker today.
How did he react?
I love the guy. I mean, I like him as a human being.
Right.
So he's nice, and he's always, you know, we always chat. He said, hey, how you doing? I always talk to him. I always tell him to have a nice weekend, too.
Right.
But he's, I think it's him. I think, with all the layers and all the supervisors and all the incompetent people I talked to, I think it comes down to this guy. And you know what I got out of him?
Right.
I got one day.
Yeah.
I got one day where the app was turned on at like 6:25 and then it's like gone.
That's it.
Yeah. You can't do it. You can't get out of bed. That's what it is.
Well, I think that's the caller what it is. Said, it's an amazingly low bar.
It's a, you know, but I like the guy. I mean,
well,
it could be worse. If the guy was a dick, it'd be a different story.
Sure.
I'm like, easy to hate
I said, you have a good weekend. Don't quit and be on time. I said, I looked at him. He laughed. He was laughing his ass off. I said, I'm going to be your motivational speaker. And he's like, he laughed. He said, I'll get out of here. And he closed the door.
Yeah.
And I waved at my son and we were off. And by the way, my son, Halloween as the Marine, was a smash hit. We got to take a break right now. We got to go to break. We'll come back with more of your phone calls. Yeah, he bumped into two Marines that were every inch Marine. These were combat veterans.
Oh, wow.
I was told by the homeowner where we were visiting for trick-or-treating, and he got a picture taken with the two Marines.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
It was adorable, and they said, thank you for your service, laughing, and then he saluted with his left hand. It was every bit
like Benny
of being Hill. A six-year-old. It was a very, very, a very, very good Halloween.
So that's great.
It was although the house I was in, I may have broken their chair. But I left before I could find out whether that was true or not, and they'll probably be polite enough. It was a kitchen chair, tiled floor.
Yes.
I did the fat man, as Carla said, you did the fat man move. I said, what? You slid the chair with your ass in it. I said, yeah. And then I heard like a little
right
there for the kitchen chair. And it wasn't even their house. It was their parents' house. So it was,
I'm sure they have plenty of chairs.
Yeah, well, I think they occasionally listen. So this would be my way of saying, I think I did it. And if you're wondering who did it, I did it. And I was sliding the chair across the floor to pet the dog. And then,
well, at least you didn't break the dog.
I didn't sit on the dog. We'll take a break and come back with more of your yaks right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Angie with the Oh My Golf Show with a new episode out now. And we've got your Halloween recap and a major costume malfunction. And Oh My Golf, can you believe they let me cover the World Series? I don't even know anything about baseball. And an unbelievable story about one of the last World War II veterans. Mike, you fought in Korea, right? Subscribe to the Oh My Golf Show now on YouTube, Facebook, or Apple Podcasts.
Oh, good. You told her I like getting my balls busted.
Yeah, I did.
Thank you.
Mentioned
that's
it.
Wonderful. You know, it's funny. Angie does it. I show my teeth. Renique does it. I'm like, argh, hatred. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You spend a third of your life in sheets.
Yes.
Don't you want it to be insanely comfortable? Of course you do. So when you sleep, sleep well. Sleep on hotel-quality sheets that don't cost an arm and a leg. Go to brooklinen.com. God, do I love my Brooklinen sheets. They are the winner of Best Online Bedding Category by Good Housekeeping. My Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've slept on, and their towels have turned my bathroom into a spa. I couldn't recommend them more. For friends, family, treating yourself to the upgrade you deserve. Brooklinen.com giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. That's B-R-R. I'm sorry. Let me start it again. That's B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N.com. Promo code TMOS. Brooklinen. Like Brook. Like Babbling Brook.
Right.
Linen sheets.
Nice.
Brook.
Easy.
Linen.
Mm. Like it.
Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen.
Love them.
But that's not Linen Brook.
No!
That would be like a butler on that movie Rob was talking about.
Mad World.
Henson Mum.
Oh. My name is Seymour Lindenbrook. No, it's brooklinen.com. And the promo code that you want to get is TMOS.
Oh! Promo code.
Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever. And now it's time once again to dive back into the TMOS Yak Check. I could flap my gums all day, but we got stuff to do. Ready for another injury?
Yes!
Hope it's a good one. Let's listen.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike at Homestead. I thought I'd call you and tell you about the worst injury I ever had.
I think it's going to be.
It wasn't pretty.
Okay.
It was back when I was probably about 13 years old. We were playing football in the backyard of my cousin's house. And I happened to be the wide receiver. And they threw the football, and I was running as fast as I can. And it was a touchdown pass right on my fingertips. And then I ran into a clothes pole. I mean, not the line, but the clothes pole.
All right, the pole for the clothes.
And my two points of contact were my head and my groin.
Wow.
I didn't know which one to hold first. I had one hand holding my head and the other hand holding my sack. And I was rolling on the ground for about 10 minutes. Fortunately, I didn't have to go to the hospital or anything, but God, was I in pain.
Thank you.
Funny now. Yeah. Wasn't too funny then.
Wow, you still remember it all these years later. Wow.
The goal
didn't break any bones.
That's good.
Didn't break any balls either. Okay.
All right.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you very
love
much.
Love you all.
I appreciate
bye.
That.
Does anybody have clotheslines anymore?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Go to Maine. All up there.
Middle America.
Air dried sheets.
We had one in the backyard, and my Uncle Sam one time during a similar game caught the clothesline under his chin. And legend has it that he went parallel to the ground before he fell because his feet went out from under him.
How tall was he?
Well, I mean, the line was exactly at that level.
Oh, wow.
Up in Maine, we still have a clothesline, and Carl puts the sheets out there when I pee the bed. We've got a suggestion here on the TMOS Yak Chat.
Hey, Mike. Bean the Gene Baxter from the Kevin and Bean Show is leaving on November 7th. He's going to move to London. I think it's now time for the Kevin and Mike Show on KROQ.
Ooh.
You know, believe it or not, already told them no, sir.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Legendary no. Yeah. Alt rock station.
Yes, absolutely.
I hope Bean does well in London.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's done, right? He's retiring. Yeah. I think that's what
walking
he's
away.
Doing.
Do you ever really retire though?
I remember walking the halls with Bean at WAVA back in the day. He had like a pet tarantula, carried like a stuffed Wookiee. Weird.
Didn't he make the Wookiee talk?
No, he did. Well, that was a an expression. It was the go-go 80s.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, let's get a self-loathing call, shall we?
I just said the word orange, like orange, like Solange, and I hated myself for it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Another suggestion.
Hey, I'm not going to give you my name because I am Dirk's illegitimate son from the western side of Washington, but can we please ban Frank from Branford?
Ah.
Oh, my God, dude, please quit calling. Thank you, and have a great day.
Yeah, that guy every week, it's Frank. You know what? Yeah. Consider it done. No more Frank from Branford.
Good.
It's just, you know, it gets tedious all the time. Let's take another yak on the TMOS Yak Shack.
Hey, Mike, it's Frank from Branford. I'm not upset that you didn't play my Yak Shack call this past week.
Yeah, all right. You're too slow, Frank. Anyway, make him quicker. Frank, I'll put you on again.
So he's unbanned.
Next time.
He's unbanned.
Yeah, I just did that for a little joke.
I see.
Another injury.
Hey, guys. This is Alex from Forestville, Maryland. I'm calling to submit my worst injury ever. When I was about 14, you know, I've had broken bones, stitches, all sorts of ailments and such like that.
Yeah.
When I was about 14 years old, though, I was mowing the grass at my parents' house, and a bug went into my ear and was fluttering its wings against my eardrum. And for about 6 hours before I could get to the doctor and they could get it, pour the alcohol down there to kill the bug, it was the most painful experience of my life. It was excruciating. And it was just horrible. I wish that not on anyone.
Oh my God!
Anyway, looking forward to meeting you guys in Vegas. Have a great week.
Lots of childhood injuries right here.
What he didn't mention, Mike, is the bug was a full grown praying mantis.
Bumblebee
chewing
right?
on his ear. It's the TMOS Yak Chat. Hey, time for a Rob fan. We usually get one. We usually get a fan for all of us on the show. This is a big Rob fan.
Hey, Rob, this is Luke Bryan calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Look, man, why all the hate? You've been talking like for a couple of years about how much you don't like my music, man. Just kind of lighten up, dude. I mean, I listen to y'all's show, well, you know, not regularly or anything, but like if I'm bored and stuff. Anyway, Luke Bryan here saying, hey, how about sending me a f***ing spice fruitcake? Over and out, dude.
That's Luke Bryan calling for you.
That's thrilling that he would take time out of his busy Nashville day.
Yeah. He doesn't listen all the time. He's like Ranique. He might be 70 episodes behind.
And I know that might not be Luke Bryan because he did not end the call by saying, boo.
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 Now, I write down, I don't know. And that's usually my way of submitting to you guys.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. But I rarely give a which is this is all I put.
Oh, this is this is great.
I don't remember it because really my short-term memory is that bad. I put you be the judge.
Great. Right. This is Christian from Ellicott City. I have a question for Mike and his pronunciation of certain words. I hear Mike say words such as Houston and humor as Houston and humor. The H-U sound is replaced with what I hear as a Y sound. I hear it in other words like human. I'm wondering if that is me hearing it wrong. Right. Is it a regional thing or is it a DJ thing?
Regional.
Just curious. DJ. Thanks a lot for all you do and keep the money good.
All right, here it is. I understand what he's saying. This is the way I want to pronounce things from now on. Kiss my Irish balls.
Ah,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike, is that DJ thing or a regional
thing? That's a DJ thing. Yes, it's a DJ thing. Yes. Thank you. I hope you found humor in that call.
Humor.
From Houston. And a sad day for the Houston Astros.
Astros. Okay.
Right.
Astros. Ooh.
I love The Simpsons. My favorite character is Homer. let's get another injury call before we have to take another break. The yaks are flying by today.
Hi, guys. This is Eric from Baltimore. I've got a spooky, macabre injury story for you.
Bob is great.
One time I was waiting at a job site. I was sitting on the tailgate of my friend's truck. Didn't think anything of it and went to work. On the way home, I started feeling weird. Turned out liquid plumber had spilled from the back of that truck earlier in the week, and it had burned through my skin. I had a chemical burn on my butt. It was very unpleasant. Unfortunately, I had to go sit in the car for the next week while my band went on tour, with no option but to sit on my butt as we drove from town to town for a good steady week or so. God. Very unpleasant. Thank you.
That's good.
Toodaloo.
That's it. Toodaloo, ass. That's it. I appreciate that.
The takeaway, right, Mike, is I got a chemical burn on my butt. It was very unpleasant.
When we come back, all we have three in a row to start the next segment of the Yaks. Injury, injury, injury.
Nice.
That's it. We'll do more when we come back on the TMOS Yak Shack. Everybody.
The Bonus Show. A weekly flight into the shadowy world of a show that should not exist. Mike O'Mara, a forever young loner, except for working with Rob, Oscar, Pony, and a bunch of interns. On a mission to champion the helpless and innocent in a world of podcasters that operate above the law.
Okay.
Hit turbo boost at MikeOMaraShow.com.
He really hates
and be Mike's kit. Buy the Bonus Show.
God, I hate that guy. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Doesn't show.
That brings you guys joy. I'm all for it. Anyway, welcome back. And now I got to do the bra commercial. Third love. Third love, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Listen, Carla. She ought to be in here. She's out doing her face stuff. And so she should tell you that she loves Third Love. She gets a perfect fit guaranteed thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. She took it. I didn't take it, even though Steve Buckhand said I should. Just answer a few simple questions online, and you'll find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. Plus, more sizes than most other brands, including their signature half cup sizes. And you can try it on at home. Third Love bras feature lightweight, super thin memory foam. That's right, it's got a brain. Their cups have a brain.
Smart bra.
They actually mold to your shape. Also, straps that don't slip, and their tagless labels, no itching. It's the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love supports charities in their local San Francisco Bay Area and across the United States, which is great. So far, Third Love has donated over 15 million in bras. Carla loves it. I told you that before. You're going to love yours, too. Third Love, that's the company I want you to remember. They know that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS. 15% off today. Get her done, ladies and gentlemen. All right, three injuries. We're going to get through them as quickly as can.
One, two, three.
We got lots of yaks, everybody. Here we go. Here's injury. The first injury to start this segment.
Hey, it's Will from Spokane. Just calling with a malady. Remember back when I was just a wee lad.
Malady.
And I got old Mr. Johnson there caught in my zipper of my rustlers. And still to this day, I can remember the moment. And it was sad. Scar, to show you if we ever meet up. And it's way worse than that pussy that lost his arm. Come on, man. we're talking big time.
Okay.
Another, have a good day.
Another penile injury.
I don't need to see the scar. I will take him at his word.
Something about married territory.
Yeah. I'd be willing to. It is Las Vegas. I think I know the city norms. I'd be willing if he came to the Vegas show to show everybody in the audience if you wanted to come up and show. I'll find out. Can you look into that, Oscar?
Yeah, I'll clarify.
Don't want to spend a night in the pokey. Let's get another injury.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mark from the training ship Golden Bear.
Hi.
Per Mike's request, I have a story of my injury. We were off the coast of St. Croix, and on every large ship, there is a boat called a fast rescue boat.
Okay.
And that's exactly what it is. It looks like a giant jet ski.
Yep.
If you look at any large vessel, you'll see this orange boat. It's designed to zip around quite quickly, and we do training with our cadets where they learn to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
We were cruising around off of St. Thomas and St. Croix, and one of the cadets said, "Hey, Doc, do you want to go for a ride?" "Sure," I said. "What could possibly go wrong?" So off we went, and you sit on a metal bench in front of the steering control, and the cadet decided it would be fun to jump his own wake. So the boat went screeching into the air, and I went screeching into the air, and as I came down and the boat came down, the boat hit another wave and started heading up as I was coming down.
Oh.
I think this is Newton's second law. Anyway, I struck the metal bench quite hard with my buttocks, and I felt a searing pain in my back.
Ooh.
Often we ask patients, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is your pain? All the drug seekers will say a 15, but my pain was a 15. I immediately said, get me back to the ship. Back we went. We had to be hauled back aboard, and I had to crawl over the railing and be assisted by my own cadets into my own sick bay. And they put out a page for the medical officer to report immediately to sick bay. Well, the doctor I was working with was teaching a class and said, that's okay. Mark can handle this emergency. Until someone said, it is Mark. So he came down. I was in searing pain. Luckily, we do have narcotics hidden on the ship, and I was pumped full of morphine. The captain came to see me and said, how are you? And like the drunken sailor that I was, high on morphine, I said, forgive me, sir, if I don't get up. He immediately medevaced to Florida where I underwent emergency surgery, and I now have titanium rods between my back. L3 and my L4,
wow.
And I'm fine.
Oh,
oh there my you go. God.
All right, so was a broke. It was a broken back. Wow.
Fair winds and following seas, boys and girls.
Yeah.
We will talk to you later.
Thank you. Thank you, doctor. And next time, lead with the break. You know, I mean, it's a good story, but lead with the break.
That
but
obviously, is surreal.
That's pretty, on the severity scale, medevac kind of wins.
Huge,
right?
Yeah.
Broken back.
Broken back. Right? Remember, next week, horror holiday stories.
That's hi,
right.
Yak Shack. This is Tony from West Sacramento. I hope I'm not too late for the injury yaks.
No, you're not.
I work at a pet cremation center, and one time on my route, I was picking up deceased pets, and most of them are frozen, and one of them, a 70-pound dog, landed right on the top of my left foot. I don't know if that stacks up against the other injuries you're getting, but...
No, it doesn't.
That's mine.
No, I mean,
have a good day, guys.
Started out with such potential.
It's sad,
it really did,
though.
You know?
It is,
it's
but sad. You know,
frozen
injury.
70-pound dog.
If you could show me paperwork that says broken toe from frozen dead dog, now I'm laughing. But if there was no broken toe.
I know. I think you got to go with the doc on the boat.
Yeah.
Even though it was a long story.
Oh,
and you should have led with the back break. That, you know, when you're medevaced, that's a big
deal. You know
deal.
What? Maybe we're looking at it wrong. The injury really was the dog because the dog was dead.
Yeah, the dog. Well, how about the dog's injury?
That's right. Come on.
Before you put him in the fire, Scarecrow. It's TMOS Yak Shack. Here's some music info.
Hello, guys. It's your German resident opera singer. Perhaps a better musician than I has called the answer, but I believe the saxophonist is playing in a different key.
Oh, your
soprano sax.
Your audio.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For example, he's playing a B-flat soprano sax and using music for a C soprano sax. It would be the equivalent of using a transposition on a guitar, but singing in the original key. He starts off close, but he realizes he's in the wrong key and starts searching. It gets more hilariously awkward from there.
Okay, so it's the wrong instrument for the piece.
That makes sense. Like, for example, I didn't realize that saxophones were key, like harmonicas are. Harmonicas.
I should have given you
key.
A heads up so you could play it again.
Yeah,
we could reference what that guy's talking about. But
can't
do
you
that.
Know what you're talking about, then you hear that now with
makes
that
perfect sense
context. You're like, yeah, he almost had it. Like,
yeah,
you see him fighting to get it.
Yeah, nearly.
You know what? I think it's time for a bad call with great energy. What
oh,
do
good.
You think?
I love it.
TMOS Yak Shack, you can call 24-7, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We love playing them. You love giving us the calls. We thank you. Great energy coming up. Great energy, bad call.
Hello, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. This is your old blind Uber driver, Louis Jelly, from Culpeper, Virginia. It is great to hear you all again on Alexa, but I call her Betty Boop because when she says Alexa,
what?
She'll talk. Keep up the good work. Enjoy your show. And remember, be true to your teeth, so they'll be false to you. Bye.
Thank you, Louis Jelly.
Do you remember Louis Thank Jelly, you. The reason we had him in?
He's a visually challenged listener,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, we had him in when we all cooked a dish, and we had a literal blind taste test.
A blind test, and it was him.
Yes.
He's wonderful. That's right. Thank you, Louis. Love your energy. And we got to take another break here, but we've got an Oscar fan before
okay,
we go
all right.
break.
Charlie from Bend, Oregon. Second take. Oscar. Shut up. Unless you can actually string together a coherent sentence and or thought process.
That's mad.
Shut up. No one cares. You're vaguely funny.
Oh, wow.
Only in a
He's drunk, Oscar.
Okay.
That's my funny uncle at Thanksgiving way. Otherwise, save your BS for Big O and Dukes.
Oh.
Rob, you're awesome. Mike, you're awesome. Maddie, you're most awesome.
Oh.
Pony, gross. Love your one-liners out of the
booth. Here this week?
Yeah.
Oscar, shut up.
Oh, God. So mad, sir.
Wow.
Goodbye.
That's such hatred. God.
Divide and
such
conquer.
Hatred.
Yeah. Sir, I appreciate you listening. Thank you.
But I think we all can agree the best thing are Pony's under-the-radar one-liners.
Yes. We had a guy who used to have those all the time.
Oh, God, and I miss it.
Got so much credit for him.
Because there was so...
I hardly hear them.
Yeah. I want to tell them.
Yes, okay, thank you. We'll
come cats.
Back and wrap these fabulous yaks up. Maybe I thought they were better than they were.
No, I think they're fine.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Bara Show right here on Vermont. Hey.
Hi, this is Jimmy Dorito. I'm the king of the wings. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern's world famous buffalo wings and the TMOS bonus show are two things that are worth paying for. If it's too tough for you to go to the MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus show button, then drop by Jimmy's and I'll teach you how to buy the bonus show. If you want to see the O'Mara's Pub wooden sign with your own two eyes, offer me a ride home. Nope, fuck it, I ain't doing it. Buy my buffalo wings and the bonus show. You will not be disappointed. No refunds. It'll be okay.
You know, we got to start thinking about Jimmy's promos for next year.
Yes.
Like when he gets drunk again.
That'll
be a wonder. We got to get him drunk, record, and have like maybe get three of them for him.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Congratulations, Zappos. It's your 20th birthday. We love Zappos. Look, 15 days. We're going to be out
15
there.
15 days.
And, we're going to be at the Zappos corporate headquarters and their theater, which we love performing in. It's a beautiful place. We've sold out two shows there, and we're going to see you. 20 years at Zappos of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. We're excited to continue our thriving partnership with Zappos, but you play a part too. If you want to go get some great stuff, do it with Zappos. We return to Vegas, and our partnership with Zappos is built on support from the listeners. So, footwear, outerwear, you need it anywhere. Basically, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. All you do is click the banner, as Paulie Christine would say. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos.com. There's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos, and we will see you in Lost Wages, Nevada. Very, very exciting, and we're very, very psyched to be going out there.
Yes!
You know, the timing of this, the reason we do it this time of year, I'm always ready for it. The guys are always ready for it, and we're very, very excited. Let's take another injury, and then you'll hear a word from my sober coach.
Oh, good.
Let's hear about the latest injuries. I'm waiting for the one that's going to make me throw up in my mouth. We haven't got a vomit-inducing injury
yet. The back break was a pretty good story.
It was good. It was good, but he low-keyed it. He was the storyteller, you know. And all right, let's take another injury call.
Good morning, gentlemen and Maddie. It's Mike from Irondequoit. Mike had asked for stories of injury, and I have one from when I was a teenager. I was running up the east side of Atisco Lake in Central New York on a 220cc Honda when I was broadsided by a 73 Suburban.
Wow.
When I woke up in the hospital, I could see my own forehead, and I was told that I had left a 5-inch diameter, 2-inch depth dent with my face in the hood. I had road rash on both sides of my body, and the grill of the truck had punctured my knee and had gone underneath my kneecap.
Ugh.
It required only 18 stitches and a week in the hospital to recover, but I didn't break a single bone, and I was able to go to college with the money from the settlement. So remember, kids, if you're poor and you want to go to college, being stupid pays off.
I like that.
Good call.
That's good. Yeah. Do it that way.
He
good
lived.
Call. Thank you very much. Let's get a few words because I like to have him. I check in with him personally, but now he called the Yak Shack because I guess he couldn't get through to me.
Right.
My sober coach, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I'm a little bit buzzed. And I left just a message, but I just heard something else, and I was thinking Mike from Yuma. Man, thank you. It is good. I don't feel sorry. I like your attitude, brah.
Brah.
Peace and love.
It's my sober coach, ladies and gentlemen. We need a palate cleanser. How about Lori from New York? Lori from New York, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Lori from Rochester, New York.
Hi, Lori.
I just wanted to let you know that you really brightened up. Otherwise, the evening, I was took my husband to emergency because he was having stomach pains. Oh. And he's doing fine now, but at one point they gave him Dilaudid for the pain. And my husband says, "What is Dilaudid?" And I couldn't help but say, "That's synthetic heroin. It's Elvis's favorite."
True.
And my husband and the nurse looked at me and I said, "It's a long story why I know that." So, made me smile and wanted to share that with you.
Bye-bye. Lori. That's sweet. I like that.
That's great. You see, Mike, really... what we do is we educate and entertain.
Yes. That's wonderful. All right, I think this guy is going to give me impression advice. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, guys. It's Francesco from New Jersey. I'm going to try this again. I noticed that Mike's impression of Jack Kent Cook sounds eerily like the evil villain from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon from the 1980s, Krang. I don't know if Rob could pull up some audio from that, but please, he sounds just like that evil villain. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
I know not the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because of my age. Were they more your age, Oscar?
Yeah, but Krang?
Krang, maybe, did he say?
Krang, K-R-A-N-G,
I think. That, that's the way that
I
Jack
don't remember.
There.
Well, I know Splinter.
Let's, you know, I'm not a fan either.
Turtles
I don't
in a
remember.
Half shell.
Turtle power. Good. Thank you. Let's get a call from, how about a call from Grand Rapids?
Oh, yeah,
call from
sure.
Grand Rapids? Yes. Let's get a call from Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. They're called spindles. The things that run up and down from below a banister.
People love this one.
Wow.
Spindles.
Spindles, I don't think so.
No, and also, you know what? I don't give him any credit because he didn't spell it. The guys that said balusters spelled it.
No, it's just, it's contractors and sax players, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, guys, it's Fred from Atlanta, your favorite saxophone player in the low to medium price range. Just following up on the questions that you guys had regarding that incredible video with that really bad saxophone player, soprano saxophone player. I did a deep dive on him, and it turns out, not so horrible. He's actually a really good player, very established in the worship music scene, whatever that is.
Gospel.
In Durban, South Africa. His name is Martin Sigamoni, and he's pretty big over there, at least well known, well respected.
Well,
and
he blew good, that one.
He was
Fred.
He was just messing. It's fake news. It's a hoax. He was just trying to crack his other guys up.
Oh,
I'll give you a brief example of what he was doing. Okay, this is how it's supposed to sound. And all he was doing was loosening his embouchure, so it sounds like this.
Brilliant. Love it.
Thank you, Fred.
So, not that difficult to do if you know how to do it.
He's doing shtick.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, Fred, that's a good call.
Guys, see you later.
That's an awesome call, Fred. Thank you.
And we need to mention, Fred is the head saxophone player for the Average White Band, and they're probably touring near you, so go see him.
He said low to medium. That's a lie.
Yeah.
By the way, how do you think?
Hello, guys. It's your German resident opera singer.
Yeah. How do you think he feels right now? Okay, sorry about that.
He's every bit as smart as he sounds, Mike.
There you go. Oh, I have an I don't know. So
I love these.
I have to play it. I don't know.
Hey, TMOS. This is Russ from North Carolina. Little message for you all.
The Astros.
Oh, it's an Astros call.
Yeah, it's an Astros song.
Oh, how you feeling now, eh? All right, thank you very much. How about some pumpkin fun, huh?
Yes.
This is Matt from Stafford, Virginia. We're having some McKiddo time here. They're carving their pumpkin, and my youngest just carved her pumpkin. What's the name of the pumpkin, guys?
Blumpkin
the pumpkin. Oh. Can't make it up.
That's a blast from the past, yes?
Wow. I don't even remember the act, but isn't it something when you're sitting on the
Yeah, right? You're,
and you're getting so, a
Google at home, sure, not at work.
All right, TMOS. Yeah,
Google on burner phone.
I'm calling from Falls Church, Virginia, and you guys have been talking a lot about the Gary Ghost Mansions,
right?
Tennessee hypnotism.
Yes.
Wearing lots of makeup.
But, farm.
I remember as a kid in Northern Virginia, there used to be this legend of the Bunny Man.
Oh, Carla knows that.
And it was really scary, and we would all go out to Clifton, to the Bunny Man Bridge. There's a lot of different stories about the legend.
Bunny Man.
But apparently there's some truth to, like, a guy wearing a bunny costume with a hatchet.
Yep.
But then apparently there's also, like, the Goat Man legend in Maryland.
You know Goat? Yeah.
So it sounds very similar, but I think the Muddy Man is
I'm going to murder you.
Much more real, if not just, like, cooler. Anyway.
All right, we get it. You know, the thing about it is, you know, I always think guys that do that, and you get a lot of the clowns that are standing on the street corner, I think you're playing with fire. You just get somebody who's really not going to get it, and somebody's going to run you down with a car. Yeah, I mean, you'd be very careful about that. Speaking of Virginia, how about one little municipality over from Virginia?
Oh, okay. Hey, boys, this one from D.C., of course.
Hi.
I wanted to comment on some of the things that that Robert brought today about Billy Stewart. Yes, Billy Stewart was from D.C.
Oh, cool.
He died in 1970. The reason why I kind of know these things, he died in Smithfield, North Carolina. He died in 1970 in a car accident in Smithfield, North Carolina. Mm. He died then. He had his five band members, three to five members down with him. Two of the band members did not, because they flew home instead of driving back. The two band members who did not stop him was a gentleman by the name of James McKnight. He was at the time a U.S. Postal Inspector. He was also a saxophone player for Chuck Brown. Chuck Brown was Postal Inspector back in the early 1970s.
Okay, wow.
Also, the second person who didn't go was my brother. My older brother was Billy Stewart's bass player. He was also a bass player for Chuck Brown, and he and James McKnight were one of the two members who went with Chuck Brown to Soul Train or some stuff like that. I don't know, it was like back in the late 1970s. Billy Stewart did two other songs. He did Waiting in the Park, which is also a big hit, and also I Do Love You. I Do Love You and Waiting in the Park were done by GQ when back in the 70s was supposed to be a big 70s sort of thing.
Are you getting this, Rob?
Billy Stewart is also buried in Harmony Cemetery right at Landover, Maryland. So that's what it's all about him. Thanks, Rob, for doing that. It's a great thing to hear about Billy Stewart. I hadn't thought about him in ages. That makes me also think about my brother. My brother died in 1991. And hopefully I'll see you all in Vegas. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Her own nostalgia corner.
Yeah, but that's really cool. Yeah. I didn't realize that Billy Stewart was a Washington guy and buried in Landover right outside the Beltway. That's
just
great.
Please save your life and the people you love. I heard the beep. The smoke detector needs a new battery.
Yes.
It's calling your name. It's easy to make it white noise. But I heard you're better than that. You're better than that. We're all better than that. Please.
Thank you.
Please. The chirp says a lot about a person. You're better than that.
Yeah.
I know. Put that little 9-volt in there.
Please. Okay?
Used to hear a lot of those on Loveline. When people would call up that were really troubled. Yes.
Another call from D.C. Let's hear
it. Hey, guys. It's James in D.C. I'm just calling to remind you all that centaurs are technically insects. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
What?
Okay.
What are insects?
I don't know. Centaurs.
Centaurs.
Maybe he was looking at a Geico commercial. Let's get an injury.
This is Brian from Richmond calling for the TMOS injury report.
We're waiting for a break.
I was 16 at a high school rager and drank myself a $3 bottle of gin.
Got it.
I then proceeded to punch one of my buddies in the face multiple times. As he grabbed my arms and told me to stop hitting him in the face, I was bringing my right arm up to once again hit him in the face. He headbutted me, aiming for my nose, was a tad bit too short, and out popped my two front teeth. This is the part of the story that I was told after the fact, because the story started for me when I came to from being browned out or blacked out. I was in a bathroom filled with blood and no two front teeth when I looked in the mirror.
Oh, no.
Then a friend knocked on the door who had my teeth in his hand, full length, roots and all.
God.
I proceeded to put them back in my face,
But in my drunken stupor, it put them in backwards. So the teeth were hooked out instead of hooking in. We then had to pull them back out.
Oh!
And then, once again, shove them back into my face.
Oh!
Luckily, at the time, they reset themselves. I got root canals done.
Wow.
And now, years later, they did end up coming out, and I did have to get a full bridge put in.
Right.
So ultimately, a $3 bottle of Bowman's cost me about $20,000 or so in dental repairs.
Oh, my God.
So, hope you enjoyed my story of woe, and keep up the funny.
I'm channeling Fargo a little bit because yeah. You don't think of the guy that he was hitting. You should see the other guy.
I'm led to believe that if a headbutt removes your front teeth, roots and all, you probably had dental issues to begin with.
Yeah, I would think so.
Don't you think?
You know, yeah. Well, who knows? You never can tell.
But never, yeah. I think we know this, never drink gin from a plastic bottle.
Yeah. I don't know personally, what would happen with that kind of contact. But no, you could knock an entire tooth out with a blow.
Okay.
It can be It can be done.
It can be done.
In a fight before.
It can be done.
It can be done. And you can get two. Sometimes I've seen three.
Mm. Well, that's a winner.
I have never been the guy that made that happen, but I've seen it. I've seen it because I hang around with nice people.
Hey, guys. Big fan from Northern California. Hey, man, I just wanted to let you guys know that out of the mouths of babes, the world is actually becoming smarter. I was telling a kid, I'm a teacher, and I was telling them about Manassas, Virginia.
Sure, my hometown.
And the kid kept laughing, and I was like, man, what's so funny?
It's not my hometown.
And he thought I was saying man asking. And so now that little hamlet on the eastern coast of the United States will now be referred to in my home as man asses.
Man
asses. All right, love the show, fellas.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Kids say the darndest
and
thing.
And Mike, be truthful. It's your adopted hometown.
It's my adopted hometown. Yes. Absolutely. You know what? The Yak Shack, we get celebrity calls, too. You want to hear from a celebrity?
Really? Love it, yeah.
Celebrity call in the TMOS Yak Shack.
Oh, this is Dice, and I was trying to tell my lady that Mike is number one. And she said, oh, Dice, who's number one? And I said, oh, Mike is number one. Oh, my ball. Then she said, oh, guys, who's number two? And then I said, oh, baby, you don't want to know who number two is. If I could my own ass, I would never leave the house. Oh!
What the hell? Yeah, that's a classy call,
pretty
isn't
funny.
It? Very good.
Nice.
All right, three more yaks, three more. We're winding it down, all ladies right. and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, check. It's Richard from SAC. Hey, this week's bonus show was awesome. As bad as Mike thought Thursday's show was,
yeah.
The bonus show was that good.
It was fun.
The Exorcist with the laugh track killed me.
Yeah, a lot of people love that.
That's and good. Mike, for heaven's sake, it's Perseus. He played Perseus.
Oh, Harry Hamlin.
Have a good one, Yak Shack.
Oh, Perseus. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's the very, very, very lovely, handsome, pretty Harry Hamlin.
Yeah, in the herky-jerky version of Clash of the Titans.
Right. Okay, we always end up strong on the TMO.
Yes.
Two last calls here.
Let's do it.
We have a song.
An ultimate
call. We have some real love for one of our cast members.
Oh,
all right?
Yeah.
This is exciting. Let's get the song first.
Hello, this is a message for TMOF. I got a boogie-woogie time for Mike O'Meara. Now everybody knows he's Big Ellen Barrow.
What?
And that big wax got corn on his face. And Oscar Santana heals up in space.
Yeah.
My Petri dish don't wear no pants. Boogie woogie time and boogie woogie dance. Thank you, Barb.
Yeah.
Do you mind starting that again? Is there a fire? Like there's a chirp. There's an actual chirp at the beginning of that song. I think he has a smoke detector.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
I think it's the tone from the voicemail.
Really? Can you just put it
on the front?
Hello, this is a message for TMOF. I got a boogie-woogie time for Mike O'Meara.
Or was that just his teeth?
Could have been his teeth coming out.
Did you hear the...
There's something going on there, yeah. But I would not be surprised.
I think I've experienced greater hearing loss during the Yak Shack than I've ever had. I could hear them at the beginning. I can't hear any of them. Really, they're all sounding... couple inches away.
I like an original song.
And I like that he has perfect pitch. I think that's nice, too.
Well, let's wrap it up with some love, shall we? This is the TMOS Yak Shack. Call us anytime, over the weekend, during the week, middle of the night, doesn't matter.
Whenever.
888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We leave with love.
Hey, Vaughn, it's Jack. I've been trying to call you, man. Give me a call back. I was going to bed and looking in my drawers. I found your MeUndies. You have two pairs in there, you know, the Irish green ones. And the flag,
Tony.
Your MeUndies are here, still here, buddy. And wear your socks, man. Give me a call back, brother. Hey, I think you're avoiding me, man. I don't like it. You won't get mad. I'm going to get mad. Give me a call.
There it is.
Wow.
Thank you. All right, man.
Well, then.
Maybe I laughed a little more at that than I should have. Anyway, thank you very much for the yaks.
Don't
everybody.
Be so we'll careless, Pony. Which
we got
flag?
Time for like, what do you have time for, like one audio vault clip or something
and
like that?
And a closer. They're fantastic. You'll love it.
Very good. We'll take a break and come back with the end of this program on the Mike O'Meara Show. I liked him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I do too. Well. I do too.
Guilty. We'll take a break, come back with the end of the show right after this.
This is your president speaking. The losers at Mike O'Meara's show require your feedback. Needy. They need to be rated by you to validate themselves. Insecure. Example. Tell them that the Yak Shack is an A+.
Yeah.
Exaggeration. Give the mailbag 5 out of 5 stars. Generous. Assign a 100% to the news you may not need. Lies. TMOS needs a report card. I need to make America great again. Pun. Sad. And now let's round out the promo with some of my best words. Good, strong, taco, sneaky, sweet, thick, crunch, tight, tall, milkshake, China, superior, fish sandwich, and Putin. Hooray for me. I am your king, misguided. Very sad.
Thank you, Donald. Appreciate that. This segment of the program brought to you by the bonus packages. What's the matter, Clunkhead? Your mood seems lower than a well digger's
asshole.
Oh, God.
Are you sad that the World Series is over? Do you need a new reason to stay up past your bedtime? Well, the TMOS bonus show gives you a keeping helping of entertainment every week, bitch. And it's available 24 hours a day. Listen all night and come to work fatigued. And useless. Fun. The bonus show is a gun safe filled with comedy that will blast your funny bone into oblivion. With Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, Jerry Orbach. I'm sorry, Pony. It's a commercial-free, unscripted, no-holds-barred 6th episode of TMOS. You will laugh until you possibly climax.
Gross.
Just click the banner on our website.
I make no promises.
And you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It's, as we always like to say, your passport to the
Asport. Asport.
Copyright TMOS 2019. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Glen Echo Amusement Park. Fun is where you find it. Where do you find it? Glen Echo Amusement Park. The carousel is cool. So's the crystal pool. Glen Echo Amusement Park. Glen Echo, desegregated since 1961 because the federal government required it. So, if you want amusement park fun, skip Glen Echo. Proudly closed since 1968 and built by the DC streetcar line to encourage weekend business as long as you were white.
Oh, my God. Is that all true?
It's He's true.
Doing his oh my dark. God.
No, it's true. It was really bad. Actually, they the Kennedy administration and Robert F. Kennedy in particular made them desegregate.
Wow.
And Mike, there's a melody. It goes, "Fun is where you find it. Where do you find it? Glen Echo Amusement Park."
There you go. Wow. That's fantastic. Hey, if you can incorporate jingles into this, we'll have a show.
That's something.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is a Friday. Hey, try to remember the 1st of November, everybody. Very exciting.
We need to move fast. Mike, this is a horrible thing that's going on in North Carolina. And the thing is, it's not illegal. It's just discourteous. Someone, and they don't know who, is getting on the firefighters' emergency CB or whatever the equivalent of
their band.
Yeah, they're banned. And they're letting their dog bark. They're letting their dog bark on the emergency frequency.
Oh no, that's scary.
So don't let this happen.
It is an issue, and it needs to be resolved. This is life safety stuff, so the message that you're impeding could be a life or death situation. With us not knowing who's doing it or where it's coming from, it could either be, you know, that it's malicious.
Right.
Or it could be, you know, that someone doesn't know that they're doing it. Their radio could be keying up without their knowledge of it. We don't mind anybody listening. Try not to impede into our traffic.
Do you think the dog is doing it?
Yeah, the dog
pressing
is doing
the little
it.
Button
he
on the side.
He doesn't know what to do. He's just pushing it.
My doghouse.
He says that. You know, what you need there for that is
911. What's your emergency, please?
Benji, there's trouble?
So please.
We'll be right there.
Timmy's in the well. Timmy's in the well. So make that stop. And also, Mike, I know you love Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to really live the Britney Spears experiment, you got to go to this new exhibit.
A new exhibit called The Zone will let Britney Spears fans experience what it was like to be her in her music videos. It comes with a dad who forces you to go to the exhibit.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Very simple. Hey, thanks for all the great yaks. We appreciate that. Yeah. You can call us anytime, 888-920-6673. And also send your letters and cards to Rob Spiewak at robwith2bs@mikeomerashow.com. Actually, it would be robwith2bs@mikeomerashow.com.
Right.
By the way, we should mention, we didn't mention it this week, but 15 days away from Las Vegas.
15, yes, baby. 15, big 15.
And we got great t-shirts. Very, very nice. Yeah. It only took a year, but we got them. I'm so excited. Oh, yeah, the stupid things make me happy. What can I say? Have a fabulous weekend, everybody. We'll be back with a brand new episode. Oscar will be going through.
No, that's changed. I'm here.
Oh, you're going to be here Monday?
I'll push. Push.
God damn it.
Yes.
They canceled the rigid sigmoidoscopy. Yes, he will be here in studio. That's good to hear. Yeah, that makes my weekend better.
Glad to know you got the stent out.
Yes. I had to pull it out myself.
Best injury, right?
I agree. Yes.
Yeah, best injury.
Especially when they said you can take care of it, sir.
Horrible holiday moments, including horrible relatives next week on the Yak Shack. That's what we're looking for. For Robin Oscar, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!